The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well. Hey, everybody. Good morning. And this is Chauncey. Yep, it's the Chaunce Man on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, broadcasting to you from where else? The Wasapi Scout Reservation in just east of Whitehall, Michigan. Having a great time with all the kids out here and the adults. And it's just a marvel. A little bit wet this week, but it was a lot of fun, you know? Hey, I mean, please, number one thing for this weekend going into next, be careful with this heat. I mean, I know. And I had a little bit of firsthand experience. I hate to tell you this. I think it was roughly 2 weeks ago. Please be careful with this heat because you need to stay hydrated. And hydration doesn't mean soda, energy drinks, beer, wine. All this stuff that, you know, you like to enjoy, but it means water. A couple of weeks ago, when I was doing the forest preserve thing in the Daily Center, I was a little dehydrated and I got a little bit of woo, and I never had that in my life. And that's because of a little change up in some medications that I take on a daily basis. And it was like, hey, it's going to be a hot one this weekend. So please monitor yourself, monitor your friends. If you've got some older friends, neighbors, relatives, just, you know, knock on the door and say, hey, you okay? You know, if his air conditioning's not working, invite him over to your house and watch TV with him. But please, please be careful the next 4 days because it's going to be brutal. And if you have to do something outside, you know what? Why don't you do it, you know, early in the morning, like right now. Put your headphones on so you can listen to me. But it's going to be a tough one out there. Oh, man, we got a lot of stuff to cover today. We've got couple of great guests. We've got, and hopefully a few other things. We'll have fishing reports. We've got some DNR reports on different things. Hopefully I want to get to a little, you know, tidbit I picked up about a bear. How should I put this? In Michigan, I think it was Michigan. I don't have the note in front of me, where they bait for bears and they fill like big plastic drums with donuts. And they make a hole so the bear can kind of reach in there to get it out. Well, this young bear got his head stuck in the hole, and he couldn't get it out for 2 years. 2 years. This bear was running through the woods with the cover of a 55-gallon plastic drum on his head. They finally got the bear. They took it off. He had some cuts and marks on his neck, but otherwise he was okay. But please, you know, if you're going to do that, there's definitely check out the rules and regulations for baiting bear in the areas that you're using. A lot of times it's calling for a 22-inch hole so the bear can get his head in and get his head out. But, you know, just think of yourself walking around with a collar of shame like they put on dogs when you go to the vet and they do some, you know, surgery or whatever to the dog and they put that collar of shame. That bear's for 2 years been walking around with that in his head in the woods. So that be careful on there. But let's, you know, I want to talk about a little bit of this week's show. First of all, I got to wake up. Well, he's awake. I know he's awake. The guy gets up at 4 a.m. Captain Tony, he's going to be sitting on the dock of the bay, or known as Winthrop Harbor, waiting for us to give him a call. Then we have Dave Dewey, guide service out of Wisconsin. This guy is an expert on fishing Delavan and Geneva, and he's really good. and we're going to talk to him about what's happened and what we should be doing also. Then following that, we're going to have Brian Carr. He's the first-time high school bass fishing coach this year for his team in Wakanda. And they went down to the IHSA finals a few weeks ago in Lake Shelbyville in Illinois. He'll tell us what, you know, hear from what he did, how did the team do. And it was an interesting experience for him because, you know, your first year and you get to go to the big dance. Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong with that. And then, you know, last but not least, we have the Aiden Fisher Report from Western Michigan. Looking forward for that today. And we'll have some fun with that. So let's, you know, not pass up all the other things that we got going on out there. And, you know, I always, you need to tell all your friends. That's right. You need to tell all your friends about Chauncey's Great Outdoors. It's very important to do that. And tell them to listen to us because we have to spread the faith. We have to spread the gospel of the great outdoors. Oh, God, that's a good line. What was the other thing that somebody called me? Someone called me the concierge of the outdoors. I said, well, it's kind of a, I have to have a, put that on my business card now. But that'll be, I know I'm getting a little goofy here, but that's okay. But we're going to have that, and we're going to try to get so much going on in today's show. And really, it's all for you. That's right. You. You are listeners. You're the people who enjoy the great outdoors. So I tell you what. Let's get I hear the telephone. I can see the telephone on my screen here that says that somebody's waiting online. Let's hear from Captain Tony.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Well, you must be sitting on the dock waiting for me or somebody else to show up. Captain Tony, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, sitting on the dock of the bay right now waiting for people to come down.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, waiting time all the okay, stop singing.
Yeah. yeah, we're wasting time fishing, but it's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
But yeah, cohos around. There's a lot of cohos around. Chunky cohos. We did see a couple nice rainbows the other day. The water surface is warming up. I think it was like 60 degrees, but that's the surface. Below that, it's pretty cold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving out a little further, like 120 to 150. Seems like there's a little better action for me, at least, out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything from, I would say, 75 on up to the top has been working. Yellowbirds, kind of iffy right now. A lot of downriggers, dipsy action, and some coppers, 200 to 300. Some long cores, a 10 color, 8 color, 7 color seems to be producing some fish, mostly cohos. Kings very early in the morning. You'll see a few when the sun comes up. You know, you got to find them, see where they went. You know, mm-hmm. But otherwise, all fishing is really decent right now.
Good, 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 good. We got to get out there and get them. And if somebody's looking to get a hold of Diamond Ghost Charters and Captain Tony and get out there and do a little bit of early morning king or whatever kind of coho fishing, what do they do, my friend?
I would have them call me at area code 847-366-0741. If I don't answer, I'm probably netting the fish or doing something at the back of the boat. Please leave me a message, or you can even text me, and I'll get back to you as soon as I'm done.
Okay, what was that number again?
847-366-0741.
And always check out the great photos on DiamondGhostCharters.com and like him. Go to Facebook for Diamond Ghost Charters also, correct?
Correct.
All right, Tony, we'll see you in a couple of hours, okay?
All right, good fishing, everybody, and be safe out there.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen, Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with the monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Hey, sportsmen. Boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine with Lund rebates as high as $5,000 on 2025s that are in stock. And those low rebates, they're as high as $4,000 on 24 and 25 models powered by your Mercury outboard. Plus, on top of that, you can get a 4-year gold warranty. You heard me right, a 4-year gold warranty from Mercury on that outboard for free. That's right, free. That's on any new Mercury motors sold in the month of June, and they are dealing with prices on the boats on top of that. But those 2026 Lund and Low models that are being powered by a Mercury outboard, they're coming in every day, and they need the room. So that means they're dealing on the table. You can save some money. Come in the Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in Northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
It started out just like any other cat.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
That sucker almost pulled me in.
Monster Bass.
The drag of my reel was smoking.
Monster Bass.
Please don't break my line. The sun was coming up over my favorite little bay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, when, you know, you hear me read his reports on the air every week, but when he says this is the best fishing on Delavan Lake in 30 years of him being a guide, you get my attention, Dave. You got my attention. What's going on?
Well, we had a really cool spring, so the bluegills are just finishing spawning. They're about like 2 weeks late.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, last week I had a couple 11-inchers, and I've never seen 11-inch bluegills in southeastern Wisconsin.
An 11-inchers?
Oh, yeah. I caught 2 last week, and all the fish are in the same depth range in the mid-range weeds,
mm-hmm,
between 12 and 14 feet of water. The walleyes haven't been very big, though. There have been about 14 to 16. I haven't caught any really nice ones, the 18 pluses that are legal to keep.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been a lot of fish. The smallmouth bass have been biting. The largemouth bass. It's been great.
And, you know, it's, you know, how many acres is Delvin, do you know?
2,200.
2,200? Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's
roughly.
It's a good size. I just, the last time I went to Delvin, I, you know, we were catching bass, we were catching bluegills, we were catching a couple of perch, we didn't catch walleye that day, but then we started fishing the outside weed lines.
Oh, yes.
Oh, baby. Though, and they weren't hammer handles. These were pike with space between their eyes.
Oh, yeah. That's about a week away where the northern go out from the deep weed line.
Yeah.
I'm still catching them on slip bobbers in the same depth range, 12 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using medium suckers, and I'm using a big slip bobber. I'm either getting big bass, or I'm going to get pike.
Mm. That's good. That's good. I mean, and like I said, you know, hey, either one is a good fish. Don't think that they're a bad fish. But, you know, you said that, you know, the bass numbers were so high. That intrigued me. They're done spawning. They're looking probably to eat up again. But, I mean, why do you think that they're doing so well this year on Delavan?
I have no idea. I mean, the size, the average size is substantially higher than last year.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't as schooled up yet. I don't know, because the water's not warm enough.
Mm-hmm.
Once later in the summer, the largemouth bass school up on hard bottom structure.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there yet, so it's like you fish a spot, but there's one or two fish, but then one or two fish fill in. And so you can pretty much sit in one spot, and you'll catch fish. It's not fast and furious like when they're schooled up, but it's, you know, it's constant action.
Mm. Well, if it's constant action, you're having a field day. Now, what's the forage? I mean, what are everybody eating? You know, is shiners? Are they eating, you know, perch? What seems to be on the bottom end of the table?
I think the number one bait is crayfish, and then I think they eat a lot of small bluegills.
Really?
Like when I troll walleyes on Delvin, I use a crappie and small crappie, juvenile crappies. I use a crappie crankbait.
Mm.
Just troll it about 18 feet of water and along the weed line.
So
I haven't done that yet, just because the year isn't right,
mm-hmm.
or the time of year isn't right, because the fish are still in the weeds, mid-range weeds.
Yeah. The other problem that I heard about a lot of lakes in Wisconsin was, you know, things were going normal, and then you guys got hotter than us down here in Illinois, mm-hmm. air temperature-wise, and your water temperatures came up, and then they went back down.
Correct.
And that's not really that kind of messes up the program a little bit in the spring, doesn't it?
It's been messed up a little bit this year, but right now the water temperature is about 68 to 69.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's pretty much normal now. The bluegill should be way done spawning, and they're just finishing up. But the bass have all spawned out,
mm-hmm.
and I would say in the next 2 weeks they're going to be on the deep weed line.
Mm.
So then they're really easy to catch, like you're talking about.
Yeah,
like when you were out here last time, mm-hmm. the pike.
Yeah. Now, what the one fish that I've never done well on Delavan for were crappies, and
I haven't done well on crappies in the last 2 years. I have no idea what the deal is with those. I was out there in the middle of April. I fish for them at least, you know, a half hour every mm-hmm. trip I do, because I'm curious where they are. Usually they should be all on the outside of the weed edge in 12 to 14 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly, I've only caught a few, like in March, and like 3-4 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
I have not found them yet. I have no idea where they are.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just been a tough one. But, you know, those bluegills, you get those bluegills with shoulder pads, as I like to call them, you know.
Yeah.
They get a little, they're, you know, yeah, they're pretty, but they're a little bit on the ugly side, if you ask me. You know?
Right.
They look like they've been a couple of fights and stuff. And when they hit, I mean, you get one of those big bluegills. It's like a bass hitting that thing. You don't know.
Absolutely.
You really don't know what you got on for the first 10 seconds.
Correct.
You know? And that's the fun part. And I've seen them taking, you know, medium golden roaches, which is kind of like you go,
yeah.
What? Yeah, a medium golden roach. You know, that bluegill comes up to the top, and there are things half sticking out of the mouth of the bluegill, and you go, that guy was hungry. You know, that boy was hungry. But, you know, so many people do love the largemouth and smallmouth bass. And it's got a good population of both, correct?
Yeah. The smallmouth fishing was slower. I'm catching a lot more right now.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, like in early part of May, I'm fishing a lot more minnows. Now I'm all micro-oilers or drop shot plastics.
Mm.
But earlier in May, I'm usually using all fathead, large fathead minnows.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't catch any really early in my normal spots. But now they're starting to show up.
Yeah.
Last week, one of my customers caught a 22-incher. It was just a huge fish.
22-inch?
Yeah, it was enormous.
That's a small mouth and a half.
It was.
That one.
And the cool thing was he knew how big that fish was.
Oh, did he?
All excited.
Oh, did he? That's cool. That's cool.
That was too.
That's cool. And it really doesn't have a musky population at all, does it?
I haven't caught one in a couple of years, probably three.
Mm-hmm.
The last one I caught was about 3-4 years ago, bass fishing when the bass were spawning in mm-hmm. 2 feet of water with a night crawler and a split shot, and that was a 44-incher. So
ooh.
I thought he caught a carp, and it was just a ginormous muskie.
Mm-hmm.
So there are big ones in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are. But, I mean, a lot of times when you're going to try that musky fishing, you're going to wind up getting pike on Delavan.
Correct.
And there's nothing wrong with
you. Nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do. And it's okay to catch those pike. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a hoot. You know, whether you've got, you know, a large bait underneath a bobber, and then you're casting whether a crankbait or a spinner, or you're fishing for bluegills, one of the two, you know. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And this, I think it's going to hold pretty well for another month or two.
Oh, I agree.
Before it starts getting a little too warm. And then,
once it gets warm, the fish just move deeper on the weed vine.
That's all they do?
And then once you feed them, if you find a key location, the bass will school up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's been many trips where I go to one spot for 4 hours and we catch bass every, you know, all 4 hours.
Mm. That's fun.
Then the bluegills do the same.
They
just off the weed line and 17 to 19 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
Just go over the top of them. A leaf worm on a split shot or whatever, slip bobber.
Oh, yeah.
You catch them.
Now, everybody, we're talking.
Very easy lake to fish once it gets warm.
Yeah, everybody, we're talking with Dave Dewey from Dave Dewey's Fishing Guide Service. He's been around as long as I've been around.
I outlasted Bill Bowman of the Sun Times.
Yeah, you did.
I've been writing fishing reports for 25 plus years, and he finally retired.
Yeah, he finally retired. So Dave is now sending me his fishing reports, and I'm posting them on all of my sites that I have, so people can get out and enjoy it and, you know, see what's out there. The other thing I wanted to say is when you go out, someone goes out with you. Is it a two or three person can go out with you?
It can be two or three.
two or three?
I have a 21-foot boat.
Oh, okay. You got a good boat then.
And if it's a husband and wife and two small kids, I can do that too.
Mm-hmm. And I know you get the biggest kick out of fishing with people who aren't well-seasoned anglers because you see excitement in them, you know?
Exactly.
And kids, you're a squish for kids. I know you are. You're such a squish. But it's so much easier for everybody when you go out with Dave. Leave your stuff unless you're going to fish another day by yourself somewhere. Leave your stuff at home. Dave has everything set up the way the fish are biting, the lines, the leaders, the drags. Everything is set up, right, Dave?
Correct.
So use his stuff. He wants you to use his stuff. Okay. And you'll catch more fish using Dave's stuff. And really, you're just going to have way too much fun with Dave, Dewey.
And, you know, a lot of times little children don't know how to use spinning. I have the spin cast, the close face reels. A lot of times I need to know if we have smaller children, like 6, 7, 8 years old, so I can get enough small life jackets.
Mm.
For the people that come on board, I have all adult stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if I know, then I make arrangements and get the right appropriate life jackets because that's very important.
You know, everybody, that just shows you what kind of a conscientious guy Dave is. Because hey, you're going to have a couple little kids. He's going to make sure he's got those life jackets. He'll have them if he knows that you're bringing the kids. That's all you need. Hey, Dave, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to say, hey, Dave, I want to go out with you and catch all this great fishing. How do they do that? What's the best way?
The best way is you can call or text me on my cell phone, 262-728-8063. Or my email is fishdelavan, fishdelavan at gmail.com. And in Delvin, there's two A's. It's not D-E-L-E. It's D-E-L-A-V-A-N.
Yeah, Delavin.
Yeah, correct.
Why don't you give me that phone number again, Dave?
It's 262-728-8063.
My friend, I want to thank you for coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors and also being one of our pro staffers that sends us fishing reports of how great you're doing, okay?
Thank you, Chauncey. I appreciate you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen. Boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine with Lund rebates as high as $5,000 on 2025s that are in stock. And those low rebates, they're as high as $4,000 on 24 and 25 models powered by your Mercury outboard. Plus, on top of that, you can get a 4-year gold warranty. You heard me right, a 4-year gold warranty from Mercury on that outboard for free. That's right, free. That's on any new Mercury motors sold in the month of June, and they are dealing with prices on the boats on top of that. But those 2026 Lund and Low models that are being powered by a Mercury outboard, they're coming in every day, and they need the room. So that means they're dealing on the table. You can save some money. Come in the Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price. If fishing is your passion, then you, your friends, and family need to meet up at a monthly meeting of Walleyes Unlimited USA. This fishing club is recognized as one of the top multi-species fishing clubs in the country, and it's in the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame and has been educating anglers and their families for over 5 decades. So don't just sit around and think about fishing. Come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee next Wednesday, June 25th at 6 p.m. and hear Anthony Zimmer of Unlimited Guide Service, who fishes the Illinois Fox Channel Lakes, Lake Geneva, and Lake Michigan. You don't want to miss this one.
So become a better angler and come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee next Wednesday, June 25th at 6 p.m. Go to walleyesunlimitedusa.org for more info. Be there and be a better angler.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a water wolf.
Some call it a snake.
And you can find them in the rivers.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are gonna smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And a body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing
that we both like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, yes. A couple of weeks ago, he had the fine, exciting time and everything, the nail-biting, the run to the wire, etc. But we've got Brian Carr on the phone, who's a new fishing coach for Wakanda High School, is it?
That is correct, sir.
Now, your school went down to the state finals in Shelbyville.
Right? Yeah, Lake Shelbyville was our tournament.
Okay. And this was your first time going down there, correct?
Oh, yeah. It was an eye-opening experience from start to finish.
Tell me, why would you call it an eye-opening experience?
Well, I mean, I got to see a lot of, you know, different aspects. It's an engineering lake.
Mm-hmm.
So the Army Corps of Engineers are there, so there's a lot of, like, places where you think you're going down in 30 feet of water, and the next thing you know, hey, man, you're in 3 feet. It's totally unpredictable
mm-hmm.
what you're getting into, but it's exciting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It would be tremendously exciting. Now, your school was in two different divisions, correct?
That is correct. We had a unified division, and we had our regular competitive IHSA team go down there. There's a little difference between the two. The unified division traditionally will have someone that might have a disability or an IEP, like with autism, and they'll have another student with them that doesn't have one. And mm-hmm. it's a really cool experience because the team that you're with, like, as a coach, you can't, like, touch a fishing pole unless it's, like, a muskie on the line. Then you can help the kids out. But they get to work together. They get to power through different things and help each other. Like, hey, if one person's fishing pole gets tangled, the other person can help. And it's just a really cool thing to be a part, to see the kids work together and just overcome all different types of things going on in the water.
Mm. That's cool. Now, how many schools are down there?
Now, there was a total of 62 boats that went down there.
Mm-hmm.
There are some schools that did land two spots. They had to go through two different rounds to get there. They had to go through a regional tournament, which was very hard to get through. Only the top six out of your 24 boats that entered moved on. We got the sixth spot. Believe it or not, for a competitive. for our sectional. It was out of the 30 boats that only the top 10 got to move on, and we got that ninth spot to go to send our one down for the competitive out of that 60. And then for Unified, there was 8 spots available, and we filed the paperwork. We put it down there pretty early in the year to go down there. There were supposed to be 4 boats that were on the docket at the time, but you know, it's a travel. It's a few hours away.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what happened, or they just didn't want to come down. But it was unfortunate that it was just Wakanda versus Wakanda. But at the end of the day, it still was like an absolute fun competition to the very end. And I'm just so grateful to see those kids striving and just doing something that's totally out of my wheelhouse to see that. And it's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the competitive side, was in the, I don't know what they call it, the regional or sectional or whatever. There's a new name for it this year. But you said that it was a nail biter, you said.
Oh, it was. It was. All right. So we had our regional round, and we snuck in there. We got that last slot. When we went down for sectionals, it was on the other side of the Chain of Lakes. I don't know. It's not that far from where I lived, but we haven't fished on that side of the team yet, so we were kind of excited to go down there, and we only had 2 fish at the time, and, like, it was best out of 5 fish for weight, and that's just how it is, and, like, I was worried, and I was freaking out. I was like, oh, geez, you know, we got to get more fish, guys, you know, and then I get a text message later from one of my coaches saying, yeah, we got 5. In the last 30 minutes, they caught 3 fish.
No.
And that was enough to just push them over the line because out of the top 10 teams, 9 teams caught 5 fish. Like, that's how close this was. It was by fractions of a pound.
Wow.
That separated your dream from stopping that day or moving forward. It was that close.
Could you see the sweat on the kids' faces?
No, I mean, they did get sunburned a little bit, you know, with the cloudy overcast. They were out there for hours just believing in something. That's the best part about it. Like, you just don't know. And that's what's so cool about this specific type of organization. You just don't know until the very last second.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool. So that's how you, as they say at the racetrack, you just came in under the wire.
it's a photo finish, theoretically,
It was a photo finish in the last furlong, you know?
Yeah.
Now, tell me about this other division. That's got to be, it really has to be something special because when you see somebody who may have some form of a disability,
yeah,
but they're still able to do so much, and the passion of fishing has no disability.
No.
The passion of fishing, if you got it, oh, God, you got it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was eye-opening to see everyone just working together because my boat had some technical difficulties, believe it or not. My battery in the back of my boat arc, believe it or not. So my trolling motor wasn't working. And Lake Shelbyville, if you've ever been there with all the downed trees and stuff like that, you kind of need a trolling motor to get stuff done. And we figured out a way, and I had a parent with me on the boat. She was with her daughter that was on the Unified team.
Mm-hmm.
And she was helping me drop the anchor, you know, and we had to find ways to make it work, and there was one part where we were on a rocky ridge, like just the waves were coming. It was raining all day before, and it seemed like a nightmare at the time. But she was standing up, Shayla, our Unified Division individual, drops her fishing pole's line right there, right off the boat, and not even 4 seconds later, I kid you not, she goes, guys, I need a little help. And the other student on the boat sees that she's got something on the line. And he runs over to go help her. And it was a It was like a 5-inch bluegill out of nowhere that she got. And we're all so excited that we're like, we finally caught a fish. You know, we were so excited for mm-hmm. her. And she got to hold it in a picture. She was so brave the whole time, getting to see her develop from start to finish when I joined onto the team up until the very end of the finale,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the award ceremony. It was so cool to see her just pull up a fish and just be so excited about it. And I asked her at the end of the tournament, I said, well, what was your favorite part? And she explained, my favorite part is when she goes the boat really fast. And I was like, hey, that's actually a pretty cool memory. So she was smiling. She was really happy. Hey, you just don't know. Like, it's the small things that you might overlook that can make a child's memory amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and it really is. And people don't realize, you know, I'm getting a little verklempt here, you know. Because you do it because you like to do it, okay? You're having fun. You're teaching somebody. You don't think what you are doing. And mm-hmm. and I, you know, and I'm not trying to, I am not tooting my horn, please people. But, mm-hmm. I mean, people come up to me and says, you know, you showed me this, or you taught my kid this, or you spent time with my child and did this, or, you know, you came and talked to my child when, you know, he was not doing well physically and he was going to die, and you gave him time and stuff. And it's the little things that you do as a coach that mm-hmm. and a volunteer that just is going to just for years, it's going to down the road, you know, mm-hmm. and it's that's really a great feeling you should have as a coach, volunteer, or you know, et cetera, for the school. I mean, that is so fantastic. Really, I mean, I'm so proud of you guys and all the coaches that were part of this whole tournament throughout the state mm-hmm. of Illinois. Because, you know, I remember when, you know, that we first started this, because all of this started in Illinois, you know, X years ago, and we had the people from IHSA come up to Chicago, and they were like, "Well, we're here because we don't think there's enough lakes for the schools to fish in." And I go, "What?"
There's a ton of water with fish. I can promise you that.
Yeah, and we took them out all day, the Forest Preserve District, and we showed them all the Forest Preserve lakes. We showed them other lakes, and we showed them a map and everything else. And the guy goes, "Man, I just thought this was concrete and streetlights." And we're like, "No, come on, you know, this is great." And so, you know, it's just a great item that we're able to show people, and from that, it has from Illinois, it just spread across the country to the, you know, like a wild, you know, I don't even, you know, like a bad cold, it just went across the country. And, you know, because now they have a high school tournament and there's 400 boats in it, in a, yep. you know, a national tournament. You know, the colleges are giving the scholarships for to fish on a team. And the greatest thing about that is, as you well know, you know, is that the, you know, you don't have to be that 6'8 basketball player. You don't have to be that, mm-hmm. What is it, you know, 300-pound lineman, you know. And, Brian, you know this, that, you know, here was a kid, it's him or yeah. her, and notice how you said her, against that fish. And, yeah. you know, it's such a great feeling. It really is. I mean, I can't even tell you.
It's pretty incredible. I do have to agree. Just, it's anyone's game when you really go out there, because you just, you know, we caught a 9-inch largemouth bass later that mm-hmm. day. It just wasn't long enough for the tournament, you know, to keep, you know, and put it on record. And when we were weighing in both boats, you know, you still had to go through the whole process of going through the, you know, getting your boat out,
mm-hmm.
going there anyway, regardless if you caught nothing or if you caught everything. And they brought us on stage. I think the guy from Major League Fishing, that was really cool. He said the one adage, I think, about fishing, it goes, that's why it's called fishing and not catching sometimes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, and I think that part, like, I'm gonna remember that exact moment forever. I kind of started smiling smiling and laughing a little bit when I was on base because I was like, yeah, true. You know, he's not wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, and like the kids, our kids went through the whole process. We walk off stage and then they wave the other unified vote in for Wakanda, which was Robbie and Michael. And they brought us back on stage, you know. And mm-hmm. like we went through like a lot of trials and tribulations just to be a part of it. This lake was something else. You know, I'm never going to forget it, but hopefully next year I'll be down there again and representing the unified division, and hopefully our competitive team makes it all the way down there again.
Yeah. That's cool.
And, they gave us this runner-up trophy, and I thought, oh my God, this is so cool. Mm-hmm. These kids are going to remember this moment. Like, they handed me the trophy, and I was like, I don't want to hold the trophy. You guys did this, you know? I was here to help you guys live your dream.
Yeah. You know, one other thing, Brian, I want to mention before I have to let you go, is that, you know, everyone, there's hundreds of high school teams across the state of Illinois. A lot of these schools, and I'm not saying Wakanda.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like if you've got time, you know, they're always needing, you know, people to drive a boat. Kids can't drive a boat, you know, and you don't.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, and if there's fishing gear you have, or maybe you want to, you know, be nice at Christmas time and, you know, go out and spend a couple $100 in lures, top waters, and line and different things and give it to the fishing club of a high school near you. You're mm-hmm. giving, you know, you're giving a kid a pair of Nikes. Okay. You know, that's what you're doing. And they can use the help, you know, because we all know, I just looked at a surface lure and I almost had a heart attack. It was $17. I'm like, Jesus, you know. But I mean, here's a way to, you can help a local high school team fish a kid's dream down the road. And don't be afraid to call the local high school and say, hey, do you got a bass fishing coach? I'm sure somebody in the office will give the right number out, right?
Yeah.
Well, my friend, I have to say thank you and congratulations on your, you know, trip down to Shelbyville and all the great times that you had with the kids. And once again, everybody, we're talking with Brian Carr, the new bass fishing coach this past year, and went to the big dance down in for the IHSA bass fishing tournament down in Shelbyville. So once again, my friend, congratulations. You, your team, everybody there, both divisions, I can only say we are all proud of you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Okay. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen, boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine with Lund rebates as high as $5,000 on 2025s that are in stock. And those low rebates, they're as high as $4,000 on 24 and 25 models powered by your Mercury outboard. Plus, on top of that, you can get a 4-year gold warranty. You heard me right, a 4-year gold warranty from Mercury on that outboard for free. That's right, free. That's on any new Mercury motors sold in the month of June, and they are dealing with prices on the boats on top of that. But those 2026 Lund and Low models that are being powered by a Mercury outboard, they're coming in every day, and they need the room. So that means they're dealing on the table. You can save some money. Come in the Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, Fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on!
If fishing is your passion, then you, your friends, and family need to meet up at a monthly meeting of Walleyes Unlimited USA. This fishing club is recognized as one of the top multi-species fishing clubs in the country, and it's in the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame and has been educating anglers and their families for over five decades. So don't just sit around and think about fishing. Come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee next Wednesday, June 25th at 6 p.m. and hear Anthony Zimmer of Unlimited Guide Service, who fishes the Illinois Fox Channel Lakes, Lake Geneva, and Lake Michigan. You don't want to miss this one. So become a better angler and come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee next Wednesday, June 25th at 6 p.m. Go to walleyesunlimitedusa.org for more info. Be there and be a better angler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And that was exciting about the kids with the IHSA and then Dave Dewey and Captain Tony. I want to go. I got to go fishing. I got to go fishing. This is driving me crazy. But remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to us on either the ESPN Chicago app or go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Click on the word podcast and you can hear today's show or one of the other shows and subscribe for free. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. And also like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Remember that. Okay, next thing on the list. This is an important part of the show, I think. Sometimes I think it's more important than anything we do on a show. But it's the Aiden Fishing Report. Everybody loves Aiden. And this is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue and Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Give them a call and ask for that Chauncey price. Aiden says, Papa, we fished White Lake and Inland Lakes this week because my dad, while taking the boat out, hit a piling in White Lake that used to be covered with water. I didn't know this. They used to be covered with water, but the lake is down 2 feet and is a lot of things closer to the surface, and boaters need to watch out for those items that are shallow. Now, as Dad said, he had a bad day that day. Yeah, he sure did. That's not a little boat to pull out of the water. They took the boat out of the water, okay, Caden, to repair it. But in White Lake from the dock, I caught rock bass, bluegill, largemouth, and small perch. I hooked a large carp and fought it for about 10 minutes, but it snagged me on something under the water and the line broke. But it was a lot of fun. Big Blue Lake, we took a ride there, and bluegill after bluegill after bluegill, one after another, and we were using that whack'em and stack'em bait that you sent me to. It was working really well. Excuse me, my allergies are kicking in up here. We caught small largemouth bass on minnows, and I lost one nice one. It threw out as it jumped out of the water, the hook, and it spit the hook back at me. I guess he said patui. I can't tell you how he spelled patui because it's pretty comical. It was a nice one. Looking forward to fishing with you in 2 weeks. You're a pro angler in training and hockey forward. Love, Aiden. And that's the Aiden Fishing Report brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Hey, our friends in Indiana, coho fishing continues to be really good near the Michigan-Illinois state line in about 60 to 75 feet of water. Dodgers and flies are taking most of the fish right now, along with spoons on lead core or sliders on downriggers. A few kings and steelhead have been caught too, but most of the fish are recently have been coho. Try focusing in the top 30 to 40 feet of water with orange and yellow lures. Perch are wrapping up their spawn, and a few anglers are trying for them and have not seen a whole lot of success, but have caught few. You know those little tributaries, Trail Creek, Calumet River, Salt Creek, that are in Indiana? Anglers have been catching a decent number of steelhead. That's the summer run Skamania. Ooh, these guys fight. They fight. Oh, my God, I love them. And so, you know, check that out. Many steelhead die after being released when the water temperature is 70 degrees or above. So please, please respect that. And, you know, be nice to your fellow anglers. Don't trespass on somebody else's property, because there is what large sections of that are private property shoreline. Okay. Up in Hayward, Michigan. Yeah, hey there, my friends. Muskie fishing is fair, but improving. Fishing in and around the rocks, reefs, and bays. Walleye fishing is fair to good. Fish the shallow weed lines and weed edges, 4 to 12 feet of water. Late into the evening, that means dark for everybody. Pike fishing is really good to very good around shallow to mid-depth weeds. I love pike fishing. Oh, my God. Give me a sucker, a big old bobber, and just hold on to the rod. Oh, let's go. Largemouth bass, excuse me, they're fair to good. They're pretty much done spawning, so they're kind of coming back around and thinking. Smallmouth bass fishing is also fair to good because of them being on the nest. Crappie, I don't want to call it good, but less than good. The water temperature and rain and a mayfly hatch. When the mayflies hatch in Wisconsin, the fish are full of something else than your bait. I tell you that. Bluegills are in a lot of different places right now along the shoreline. Just check it out. Waxy worms, crawlers, plastic chunks, things like that. My friends at MLF said after day one of fishing the Tackle Warehouse Invitational, this is amazing. They're down the St. James River out east. Five pros cracked a 15-pound mark all the way down to 17th place. Wow. Keith Poche got a 23.15 limit. Cal Lane got a 20.1. Mitch Crane got a 20. Chad Mrazek got a 19. This is at the top five, people. Banks Shaw from Tennessee got a five fish, 19.2. You get fish like that, that's going to be a tough. Oh, we're coming to the end of the show, and I still got three pages. But I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this is from the Seneca Nation. And it says, the more you ask how far you need to go, the longer your journey seems. The more you ask how far you need to go, the longer your journey seems. Remember that when the kids are in the back seat yelling, how far is it, Mom? How far is it, Dad? Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, and the fish we catch. We borrow it all from our children's children's children. I want to thank Justin Pottinger for being the board op and making it all work well, as he does every week that he works the board for us. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week right here. Where? On Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Take care.